In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you blessed or cursed? We are living in difficult times, and as we look around, we see economic uncertainty, political unrest, financial hardships, anxiety about health and safety. All these things magnify any personal turmoil we may be facing to the point that it may feel like we are cursed. But is that the way to find out if we really are cursed or blessed? Just for the things we see and feel? When faced with the challenges mentioned earlier, where do you go? Or what do you do to get through them? Whom can you trust to help you get through these difficult times in which we are living? Yourselves? Others? Experts? Or is it to the Lord you go for help in times of trouble? There really are only two ways. Either trusting human abilities or trusting the Lord. And to trust in the Lord is better than to trust in human strength. To trust in the Lord is better than to trust in human strength. The difference is either blessing or curse. There really are only those two ways, trusting in man or trusting in the Lord. And the Lord said to his people through the prophet Jeremiah in our Old Testament reading today, you are cursed if you do not trust in the Lord, if you only trust in humanity and in human strength and wisdom, and if you turn away from the Lord. Rather, blessed are you when you trust in the Lord and you commit your life to him. The one who trusts in himself is like a stubby shrub in a desert with no water about. Only salt flats as far as you can see. Nothing good is going to come from that. Certainly no prospering, no full flourishing growth. The shrub will eventually wither and die. In contrast, one who trusts in the Lord and commits his life to the Lord is like a strong green tree that grows and prospers and bears fruit because it has its deep roots in the life-giving waters. It doesn't worry, nor it is afraid if there is a drought. It can weather anything because it has a never-failing and ever-flowing stream of life to support it and to see it through. So in whom do you trust? Is it yourself? Well, if you do, you wouldn't be alone. If you trusted yourself first and foremost to get yourself through difficult times or any times in this age, day and age, people will say, I'm smart enough. I'm good enough. People like me. I've got enough money. I've got friends. I've got my networks. I can do just fine. You might say the same thing and be proud of it. But what have you forgotten? What's left out of the equation? If these are things you trust in, God says, cursed are you. For one thing, they will fail. They won't last forever. They will die with you. And then what? Will they help you in the life of the world to come? No. Jesus said in Matthew 6, Seek first the kingdom of God. Not as a last resort, but first. Cursed are you. Not only will they fail you, but you also have not turned to the Lord who made heaven and earth. Turning from the Lord means we have despised and neglected the Lord and His word. We have sought help only in ourselves. Will that be enough on the last day? When we stand before the Lord, who will our help be? Ourselves? Cursed is the man who trusts in man. In contrast, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. For only the Lord is able to prosper and protect you. He is the one who will give you full life now and eternally. Not only will all others disappoint and fail you, but your turning to others is really a turning from the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is like being planted by an ever-flowing river of water. Like a palm tree next to the Nile River in Egypt. It doesn't matter if it doesn't rain. There is always water. But go just a certain distance from the Nile River and there is no vegetation at all. Because there is no water. You see, some historians say that without the Nile River, probably there would be no pyramids, no tombs, no treasures, no temples, no pharaohs like Ramses or Tutankhamun. Egypt would be like any other place in the Sahara Desert of northern Africa. But since the Nile froze year-round, and since Egypt was not dependent on rain, droughts were not no issue in Egypt. The Nile flooded every year from the snow melts thousands of miles upstream in the highlands of Ethiopia and Uganda. And those floods deposited silt to enrich the soil of Egypt. But go just a certain distance away from the Nile, beyond the reach of the floods or irrigation, and the desert and brown sand are immediate. Now, where would you want to plant your crop? In the desert or by the Nile? I think the answer is obvious, isn't it? Now, where would you want to be planted? It's likewise obvious whether we should trust in the desert of our own strength or trust in the Lord who waters us that we may prosper and grow in His green pastures. So in whom do you trust? You say, the Lord, of course. But do you? You might say, well, not at first, but if all else fails, I've got the Lord to fall back on. You wouldn't like to be anyone's second or third or last choice, would you? How do you think that attitude reflects on your trust in the Lord? God rightly judges those who trust in themselves, and is right to condemn them. We deserve what we would get. We deserve to be parched, withered, and to die because we have not trusted in God who says to us, come to me and I will give rest. I will give you life. We have failed to trust in the Lord. We have failed to seek Him first. But there is one who did all things well, who trusted in the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul and mind. That is our Lord Jesus. He trusted his heavenly Father with all his life. In the temptation in the wilderness, Jesus trusted the word of the Lord to take care of him in his life. And when he died on the cross, parched and thirsty, not because of any sin in him, but rather for us and for our salvation, Jesus still said, even then, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus suffered on the cross all the curses we deserved. And in their place, he gives us all the blessings we have not earned. He poured out his life that we may have life from him, from his body and from his blood. When Jesus rose from the dead, he breathed the Holy Spirit on his disciples, empowering them to preach the good news of forgiveness of sins, the same forgiveness that is preached to you today. So repent of your sin, of not trusting in the Lord and trusting in yourself. Believe the incredibly wonderful good news from his word that your sin of mistrust and lack of trust or trusting yourself is forgiven and paid for on the cross by Jesus. Know that life, true life, life never failing, comes from God. So stay connected to him, for he is your life and salvation, and he will prosper you and your life and growth for his purposes. He will lead you to streams of living waters and green pastures in the house of the Lord forever. You see, he has already used water to care for all of us. When we were baptized, our Lord planted us firmly in his garden. In baptism, he gave us what Jesus earned when he died on the cross. He makes us his. So when we remember every day that we are baptized children of God, it's like more water is sinking into our soil. We remember that he saved us in that baptismal water, and that he forgives us all our sins, and that we will live forever with him. So, do we need to be worried or to be anxious, thinking we are cursed because of all the difficulties we see around us? Do we need to find ways to water ourselves and make ourselves grow strong in the Lord by ourselves? No. He takes care of us as only he knows how. Those who trust in the Lord can weather the droughts of this life and still thrive, because God will not fail them, but instead will provide for and nourish them. So blessed is the man Jesus who trusted in the Lord. And blessed are you who trust in the Lord Jesus. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.